Helen Broll of the Great Lakes Shipping Association agrees that the introduction of invasive species into the lakes from ballast water is a problem. Zebra mussels alone have caused about $1 billion in damage since they got into the Great Lakes from foreign vessels in the 1980s. But Broll says a bill proposed by a Michigan congresswoman is too radical. She says requiring ships to dump virtually all their ballast water before entering the Great Lakes would put an end to international shipping in the area.
When you have no cargo on a ship, you have to use ballast water to provide stability, to even out the vessel in rough weather. It's a very dangerous thing to request that vessels not have ballast water on board.
Broll says a better approach is to require ships to use stringent ballast water management. That includes regular flushing and keeping sediment out of the water. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Tracy Samilton.